Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how to prevent a breakup. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing how to prevent a breakup. Sometimes during a relationship, you can tell that things aren't going well. You can see that your relationship is on the rocks and that you might be fearing that a breakup is on the horizon. But can you prevent a breakup? Well, in today's podcast, I'm going to be giving you three pieces of advice as for how you can try to prevent a breakup. So let's get straight into this. And number one is communicate. Communication is one of the most important parts of maintaining a long-lasting, healthy relationship. If you communicate correctly and efficiently with your partner, then you will understand their mindset and they will understand yours. Something which might have been a very small problem can manifest itself and change from a molehill into a mountain if there is not communication in place. Communication can prevent such difficulties becoming huge, monstrous problems which are insurmountable. If you don't communicate correctly, then you will start to lose romantic emotional attraction for your partner, and they will start to lose romantic emotional attraction for you. If the level of romantic emotional attraction drops to a certain low point, this is when a breakup will take place. If you begin to communicate effectively with your partner, you give yourself every possibility of having a successful, long-lasting relationship. So if you don't feel that communication is great right now between you, if you feel that your partner is closed off, or maybe you acknowledge that you are closed off, this is the time to try to tentatively break down those walls, break down those barriers between you, and start to have full and proper communication. A couple that can speak about anything, even the difficult subjects, will stand a much better chance of lasting long term. So number two is don't be complacent. I always tell people that you should remain in dating mode at all time. And what I mean by that is you should be treating your partner the same way after 6 years that you did after 6 months, that you did after 6 weeks. It doesn't matter how long you've been together, you still need to put in the effort. If you become complacent in your physical appearance, if you become complacent in your personal hygiene, if you become complacent in how you create romance within your relationship, the dates you go on and the future you propose to your partner, then you will likely be causing a loss of romantic emotional attraction from what your partner is feeling towards you. It's very, very important that you are never complacent within a relationship. If you are, then this is where a breakup can be on the horizon. As I've just said, romantic emotional attraction will be lost in the eyes of your partner towards you if you become complacent. So if you acknowledge that you have not been putting in enough effort into the relationship recently, if you acknowledge that you have let yourself down in your personal hygiene, in your physical appearance, in your health, in your fitness, if you are not working on all of those elements as you go through your life, then this is the time that you need to be looking in the mirror and realizing this could be a huge reason as for why a breakup might be on the cards. If romantic emotional attraction is lost between one or both partners, this is when a breakup will take place, and being complacent is a true relationship killer. If you don't date your partner like you did when you first met them, if you don't maintain your health and fitness, then your partner is going to lose attraction for you. It's just something that happens. So if you believe that you are becoming complacent, this is the time to really change that up now. If you believe that your partner is becoming complacent, this is when you need to be using point number one, communication, as a way of tentatively speaking about the difficulties that you are seeing within the relationship. You want to maintain a safe and healthy balance in how you are discussing these things. You've got to be careful. You don't want to make your partner feel even worse than they possibly do. Because let's not forget that sometimes people will let themselves go, so to speak, because of a loss of self-esteem. You don't want to be hammering them even more if that is the case. You need to be very careful in how you go about proposing that you can both work together to move forward with your life in a less complacent way. So always remember, don't be complacent. Point number three, have your own interests. The best way to have a successful long-term relationship is to remain individuals but have excellent teamwork. You have to be teammates, but you also don't want to be blending in to one person. You don't want to become one unit with you both blending into one another and losing your own identity. It's very important that you maintain your own interests. A relationship does need space. And there are going to be times where your partner wants to be doing their thing and you need to be doing yours. Of course, as I just mentioned in point number two, you need to still be dating your partner. You still need to be making them feel special. You still need to be having a relationship on all levels. But that doesn't mean you need to be in each other's pockets 24/7. You must have your own interests. You must have your own hobbies, and you must also have your own friends that you can go and see and do your own thing and have that healthy space between you and your partner. It's much more interesting at the end of the day to be speaking about the different days you have had rather than being with each other 24/7. Additionally, if your partner has their own interests and has their own friends, and that you don't, and that you are just hanging on their every word, this will make you look like a low-value individual. Okay? It's very, very important that you maintain the balance of value to have a long-lasting, healthy relationship. If you become low-value, then your partner will be looking down on you, and if the level of the scales is not even, this is where your partner could lose romantic emotional attraction for you and create a breakup in waiting. So if you do the three elements that I've spoke about in today's podcast, you stand every chance of preventing a breakup, even if right now things aren't looking great. Always maintain communication skills. Don't be complacent and have your own interests. You will stand every chance of having a successful, long-lasting, loving relationship. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.